We are beginning tonight's shir in Siman Reish Nun Beis. We are up to Sif Hei, the last line on page 36. The Mechaber says in Sif Hei, Umuter liftoch mayim legina. You can open up water to go into your garden to water it. Vehem nimshachim vahochim b'chol ha-Shabbos. This is talking about melachos that you do before Shabbos and they continue on into Shabbos. So you are allowed to open the water to the garden so it will be drawing water and going the whole Shabbos. Even though obviously you can't water your garden on Shabbos, but here you let the water in before Shabbos and it continues flowing through Shabbos, that is mutter. Ulhaniach kilor. You can place a kilor, which is a samshel refuah shenosnam al ha'ayin. It's some kind of a medication that you put on the eye. So you can put a kilor of a thick coating of this medication al ha'ayin on your eye. Afal pi she'asr lanicho b'Shabbos. You're allowed to put it on your eye before Shabbos and keep it there on Shabbos, even though it would be usher to place it on Shabbos. There are two possible problems, as we'll see in the Mishnah Berurah. Number one is shmiring. You might come to shmir it. And number two is refuah on Shabbos. The law says, mugmar tachas hakelim. You're allowed to put the spices on the coals to create a nice smell for the clothing. V'heim misgamrin me'aleim kol ha'Shabbos. And they'll continue giving off the smell the whole Shabbos. That's okay as long as you do it before Shabbos. V'afilu mugmar munach bekeli. Even if the spices are put on the coals in a vessel, de'ein odom mitzuv al shvisas kelim. Because we're not concerned with having the kelim rest. As we learned earlier, the shita of Beis Hillel, we're not worried about shvisas kelim. And therefore the mugmar could even be in the kelim. The law says saorin begigis l'shrosan. You can also put the barley into a vat in order to soak. It helps that with the growing process. So as we'll see, that's a problem of zareya, but that's allowed from before Shabbos, even though it continues on to Shabbos. And then he says v'to'anin bikoras beis habad v'hagas mibod yom al zeisin v'anovim. You can put the beam down in the olive press and the wine press while it is still day on Friday before Shabbos, on top of the olives and the grapes, even though it's going to be continuously having the wine and the oil coming out. V'ashemen v'hayayin hayotzei mehen mutter. And the wine and the oil that comes out of them is permitted. V'chein boser umalilo sheriskan mibod yom. And so too, boser, which is really unripe grapes, malilos is unripe ears, grains that you crushed mibod yom, mutarim hamashim hayotzim mehen. Apparently, liquids come out of the malilos as well, and that liquid that comes out on Shabbos will be mutter. And the last thing the Mechaber tells us is umutter lasei schitim l'toch rechayim shomayim samach l'chashecha. You can't put the wheat inside a water mill right before Shabbos as well. That's where we'll get to tonight. And Amir Tashem, tomorrow night, we'll go from there and we'll finish the Siman. So let's go now to the Mishnah Berurah and see all these cases in greater detail. The first Mishnah Berurah is on the last line of page 36 of Katan Lamed Hei. The first thing we said is you can open up the water to your garden and it could be flowing out throughout Shabbos. Hainu sheposeach mayim samach l'chashecha misvas hamayan sheyelech lagino l'hashkosa. You can open up the waterway right before it becomes dark, from the edge of the spring, that the water will then go and water the garden throughout Shabbos. The next thing we said was, you can put the kilor ova, you can put the thick medication on the eye before Shabbos, even though it's usher to put it on Shabbos. So the Mishnah Berurah writes in Lamed Vav, Hainu af shenisha munach b'Shabbos, even though it remains on your eye the whole Shabbos, v'ayideze misrapev holech, and it continues the healing process on Shabbos, it's still fine. You're also allowed to put a bandage or dressing on the makkah before Shabbos as well. And we said this is dafka, a kilor ova, we said was mutter before Shabbos. Says the Mishnah Berurah Lamed Zayin, the kilor rach v'tzolol, a more thin, watery kind of medication, af b'Shabbos gufa mutter. That's because before Shabbos, the thick medication is okay, but on Shabbos, the liquidy medication is mutter. As long as it was already soaking in the water, the medication was being mixed already from before Shabbos, you're allowed to put it on Shabbos. One more Mishnah Berurah, then we'll see a note. Mishnah Berurah, Sifkat Lamenches, Sha'asr, even though it's asr to put on the thick kilor on Shabbos, that is the reason is Shema Yimareach, you might smoothen it out. So there's a problem, the Mishnah Berurah mentions of smoothing it out. The other problem is also of medicating on Shabbos. If you look at note number 19, he points out that even though it's pashut, that it's not a concern of being memareach when it comes to the thin liquidy substance, when that's the medication, because that's not a problem of smearing if it's liquidy, but the other problem of actually using medication on Shabbos, refuah, would be a problem. So why would it be okay, mitzad refuah, using the thicker medication, the thinner medication? Ubetama davar kosel ha-shulchan aruch sham, sha'osa kein eino nira kemisha nosin al atzmo samamonim. It doesn't give the appearance to others that you're doing any kind of medicine. Elo kemisha roches es atzmo bavad. It looks like you're washing off your eye because it's so liquidy. It looks like it's water. That's legavi others. V'hosef, and he adds on over there, sha'av klape atzmo yesh heker. Even for yourself, there is a heker. Limros sheyodeya sheosa kein lerefua. Even though you know you're doing it for refua, it's okay. Sherei eno rashe lanicho el achar shesharu b'mayim yer Shabbos. It's only permissible if you already soaked it in the water from before Shabbos, which is already like making the medicine. And therefore, even though there's a problem making medication, taking medication on Shabbos, the reason for the issue of refuah on Shabbos is you might come to grind up the medicine. But here you're basically making a sign for yourself by soaking it before Shabbos, so you're doing already the making of the medication before Shabbos, so you're not going to come to do anything on Shabbos. And then he writes, V'chein la'arev trufa ba'ochel mibod yom, to mix in some medicine into food before Shabbos, u'l'ochel b'Shabbos, and then on Shabbos to eat the food with the medicine in it. Rishon Zalman Orba says it's mutter. Kaven shalachirim nira hadover kachil. It's mamish the same thing. To others, it looks like you're just eating your jello. Ula atzmo yesh heker b'mashi irev es hatrufa b'machal me'er Shabbos. And for yourself, there's a heker that you won't come to grind it because yibedafka mixed it into the food from before Shabbos to make a heker for yourself. That would be okay as well. Says the Mishnah Berurah Vayitein Sifkot and Lamites. The next case we said was you can put the mugmer on Erev Shabbos, right before Shabbos, even though it's going to give off nice smells into your garments throughout Shabbos. Says the Mishnah Berurah Lamites, Levona Umine Besamim Nosim Al Ha'esh. Mugmer is putting the frankincense and other spices that smell nicely on the fire. Uma'ashin Habagodim She'erecha Nodef. And it smokes up a beautiful smell that makes your clothing smell nicely. We said even if the mugmer isn't a kli, says the Mishabura in Sukkot, and then the kol shegen kishal mugmer munach al ha'aretz ashari. Certainly, if there's no vessel there, the chiddush is even the vessel is okay like Beis Hillel. But if there's no vessel there, then it will be okay even lefi the shita of Beis Shammai that there is a problem with shvisas kelim. Here, there's no kelim. And then the next case we said is that you are allowed to put the barley into the vat to soak. On Shabbos, you cannot do that. In note 22, he tells us what the Isser is. That's Zareya. Even though it will take a few days, but if you soak the barley in the vat, it starts the growing process. And therefore, that is the beginning of the growing of the barley. And therefore, that will be a problem of a tolda of Zoreya to do it on Shabbos, but you can do it before Shabbos and leave it there over Shabbos. The next case, which is the most detailed case that we'll get into in the Mishnah Berurah and the Bir Halacha, is that you're allowed to put the beam down onto the grapes and the olives before Shabbos, even though it's going to continuously have the wine and the oil flowing out on Shabbos. So the Mishnah Berurah writes, if katan ben beis, v'afilu lo nisrasku mikodem muter liton. Even if the grapes or the olives were not crushed at all beforehand, you're still allowed to put the beam on them to get out their liquids. Kevon shemaska ha'pu'ula kodem shetishka achama v'kanal. Since like all the other cases, you did your action before Shkia, before Shabbos, and therefore your action was okay, even though it's going to continue afterwards, oozing out from the olives and the grapes, the liquid, it's not a problem because you started before Shabbos. However, when it comes to the wine and the oil that comes out of these fruit, it's only going to be mutter to make use of this oil from the olives and the wine from the grapes if you put the beam down a little bit earlier in the day on Friday. That way, the fruit were already crushed somewhat by the load of the beam before Shabbos started. It was already somewhat squished. V'imkein afilu sochil lehu achakach biyadayim b'Shabbos. Meaning, then if you go and then squeeze the fruit with your hands already on Shabbos, lekechiv chatos. Since it was already squeezed out a lot by the beam from before Shabbos, even if you would squeeze it out with your hands, it wouldn't be an issa daraisa. Therefore, the liquid that oozes out would be mutter. In other words, normally liquid that oozes out of grapes and olives on Shabbos is usser, because if it's there, you might squeeze it. But if it's oozing out of grapes and olives that were already squeezed out, and even if you would squeeze it, it wouldn't be an issa d'oraisa, so we wouldn't make a gzeira in that case. And therefore, the Magen Avraham says it would have to be that the beam was placed on early enough on Friday that by the time Shabbos started, it wouldn't be an issa d'oraisa already to squeeze out the olives and grapes. The ein makom ligzer mishum schita. Since it would only be an issa d'rabbanan if you squeeze it with your hand, there's no makom to be gozer and issa on the stuff that comes out on its own because you might come to squeeze it. Avol im yiton samach l'shkia mamish. But if you're going to put the beam on right before Shkia Mamish, the lo yisrasu kolam haShabbos aydei haKoros, in which case the olives and grapes did not get crushed before Shabbos through the beam, aser haMashkim haYotzei mehen. In that case, says the Magen Avraham, the liquid that comes out would be aser gzeir Shem Yishchol, because then you would have the gzeir Shem Yishchol, because at that point, since it's not really crushed yet, I guess it takes time for the beam. I guess I picture like a sandwich maker. You know, you put it down lightly, and slowly but surely it goes down. You know, it squeezes it together. See, here also, you put the beam down. If immediately you would take out the olive and squeeze it, it would be an issa d'oraisa. So Zakta Magen Avraham, it has to be that it was put on early enough that by the time Shabbos started, it was somewhat crushed, that there would be not enough liquid in it to be an issa d'oraisa if you would squeeze it out. And therefore, there's no makom for the gzeira to aser what comes out on Shabbos. If you put it right before, then there would be enough for the issa d'oraisa if you squeeze it, and therefore there would be makom for the gzeira. Says the Mishnah Berurah Vayitis of Kodem Mem Gimel, v'hashemen v'hayayin hayotze, the oil and the wine that comes out, we said is mutter pirish, af mashi yotze b'shabbos, even that which comes out on Shabbos is mutter. V'lo gazrinan shema yishchot kimo shegozru b'mashkin shezovu mizeisen v'anovim shelo nisrasku. And we don't make the gzeira that you might come to squeeze it out like we make normally by liquids that ooze out of zeisim and anovim that were not crushed, like we just discussed. In this case, whatever comes out on Shabbos is okay, and we don't make that gzeira. Why? Like we said before, the hasam yesh chiyuv chatos im yischot. There, if you would squeeze it with your hand, there would be a chiyuv chatos in issa d'oraisa. Al kein gozra afilu bezavu me'atzmon. Therefore, they were gozer and asered the stuff, even if it oozed out on its own. Aval hacha, but over here, shekvar nidrusu ayidei hati'ina, that they were already crushed through the load that was placed on it, ubelav hachi zav me'atzmon. Anyway, this stuff would be oozing out on its own. It would just be coming out a little bit more by the squeezing with the hands. But in that case, the squeezing it would only be an issur rabbanon. Therefore, what oozes out by its own, on its own, on Shabbos, would be 100% permissible. The same thing applies in the next case of the Mechaber, after he talks about the Korah going out on the Beis Chabad and the Gas. It says the shemen and the yayim is mutter. Then it says v'chein boser melilu shiriska mibodyom. So it's the same idea, the same reason applies by these boser and melilus, which we'll explain in a moment what they are exactly, that were crushed. V'ayim bebir halacha de'ein la'hatir ki im kishedochan gam kein kodem haShabbos v'dicho hu yose merisuk. So here's an important thing, which we'll see in the Bir Halacha in a moment, but the Bir Halacha says that you shouldn't be matir unless it was pounded out also before Shabbos, and pounding is more than crushing. So it's a later stage. The Bir Halacha is going to say you need a later stage. It's not enough just to put the beam down on the olives and grapes. It has to be that you did some kind of crushing before, and this is step two of the beam. Only then it will be okay. And we'll see that in the Bir Halacha in a moment. Let's just first finish the Mishnah Berurahs. Sifkat Mem Dalet says v'chein boser. What is boser? Anovim b'tchiloson k'shein dakim. It's grapes in an early stage when they're still very small. Motzi mehen mashkil atabel b'boser. You take out the liquid from the boser, even though they're unripened grapes. You use it as a dip for your meat. Lefishu chazak v'karav lahachmet. Since it's very strong and it's like vinegar. Umelilo sifkat Mem Hey Shibolin shalo boshlu kol tzarkan. These are also unripe ears of grains. Miraskon v'tonam banovim. You crush them and you put stones on them to squeeze out the liquids. Umashkes zov mehen umetababo. And again, the liquid comes out and you use it as a dip. Fine. Now let's just finish the last case and then we'll go back to the Bir Halacha. Sifkatan mem vav. The last case we had in the Mechaber was you could put the wheat inside the water mill close to Shkia. Says the Mishabu Memvav, who had in Shemutar Azba Atmu Liftoah Gamkein Esha Sig As hamisgeres shomayim, you can also open by yourself before Shabbos the valve of the water. Shaydezer tochen harechayim. In other words, the water goes in and causes the mill to work, and therefore, not only could you put the wheat into the mill before Shabbos, you can also cause the mill to start working before Shabbos by opening the waterway and letting the water go in and the mill start working. If that's done before Shabbos, that is okay. But in Sifkat Mem Zayin, the Mishnah Berurah tells us as dafka a water mill shomayim velo shel behem, but not a mill that's being run by animals walking around. The other mitzuva al shvisas behemto, because the person, like we learned earlier, is commanded that his animals should rest on Shabbos, and therefore it's not enough just to start it before Shabbos. You can't have your animals working on Shabbos at all. You would have to stop them. So this is dafka by a water mill, not an animal mill. Now there's two things that I want to see over here. One is a note, and one is a bir halacha. So let's see the note first. Note number 23: V'chein lahachnis mayim lamakvi samach l'Shabbos. So too, putting water into a freezer close to Shabbos, kidei shiya kerach b'Shabbos. So you should have ice on Shabbos. Rishon Mazaman Arba Paskins that it's mutter. Sha'av shiyes ha-sovrim sha'osr litzer kerach b'Shabbos mishum nolad. Even though some say there's an isra in making ice on Shabbos because of nolad, you're creating a new form. Mikol makom kevan sha'osa kemiyar Shabbos. Since you're putting the ice cube container into the freezer before Shabbos, uba'osa shahayu hamayin b'matzav she'onim lios kerach, and the water was in a state at that time when Shabbos started that can turn into ice, hareze kenosen kora bi'erev Shabbos agabe zeisim v'anovim. That's like the case of the mechaber of putting the beam on erev Shabbos on top of the olives and grapes, kedei sheyetze me'en hashemen v'hayayim b'Shabbos. Therefore, just like you can put the beam on top of the olives and grapes before Shabbos to have the oil and the wine oozing out, so too you can put your ice in the freezer before Shabbos, even though on Shabbos the freezer continues doing its thing and making it into ice. That would be okay, and you wouldn't have to worry about a problem of nolad, even according to those shitas that say there's a problem of nolad. Now let's see the bir halacha, the top bir halacha on page Yutes, the Ramaskal Mutter. This is going on that which we discussed at length in the Mishnah Berurah, that you can put the beam of the olive press down or the wine press on the olives and the grapes, and therefore the olive and the wine that comes out is mutter. So says the Bir Halacha, Hinemi desasam ha-mechaber, from the fact that the mechaber writes it's stam that it's mutter, mashma desvir leke shitas ha-poskim, it's mashma like he holds like those poskim who say, da'afilu b'shelo nidruchu ha-novim kodem, that even if the grapes were not nidruchu at all, they were not pounded at all before, it's going to be fine. The chain boser umamalilos shariskon, and so to the case of the unripe grapes or the unripe grains that were crushed, afilu hei mechusar madayin dicha, even if they're lacking the pounding. That was the mechaber's mashma, that nothing happened previously. All you did was, 5 minutes before Shabbos, or we learned earlier in the Magen Avraham, it has to be a little earlier, all you did, let's say an hour before Shabbos, is you put the beam down on top of the grapes or olives, and you're good to go. That's all you need done. That's the mashmos and the mechaber. So if you skip the brackets for a second, mutter hayotze mehem. So in that case, whatever comes out is going to be mutter. Now the brackets is a very important point. Let's go back to read that brackets. Kishlosha dvarim yesh. There's a three-step process when you're making the wine and you are making the oil. There's risuk and dicha and shechika. It's three stages of basically crushing and squeezing and getting out every drop that you can get out. Risuk batchila, the first thing you do is considered risuk. That's considered crushing it. V'achakach doch osam be'ezekli, and then you pound it with some kind of vessel. V'achakach shochek osam yofe. So it's three steps. So even though you only have the first step in the case of the mechaber by not writing anything otherwise sounds like that's okay right away. You just did one step. You put the beam down. That's step number one, and the stuff oozes out. You're good to go. But says the Bir Halacha, Umad l'kamam b'simin shinchof alef sif yotes machmir b'mechusar dicha. That which the mechaber is going to tell us later on, that if it's lacking dicha, it's lacking one of the other steps, it's going to be a problem. Shom hu mishum she'osa ha'pu'ula b'yadayim b'shabbos al kein aser. That's because you're squeezing it out with your hands. Squeezing it out with your hands, so you have to have already two steps done before you're going to be allowed to squeeze it out with your hands. One step wouldn't be enough. But over here, you're not doing anything with your hands, you're just using the stuff that comes out on its own. So there, the first process alone is going to be good enough. Ma she'en kein le'inyan ha'mashkim ha'yotze mehen. Fine. Aval be'el yirabah kosav, the El Yirabah writes The lahalocha yeshu litvos keeza keida poskim. The Rabbi says lahalocha we should take on like the other poskim. The Hainu sefer atshuma usmag usmak v'atur de'eno muter hamashke hayotze ki'im kishenidochu kodem haShabbos. The liquid that comes out on Shabbos is not going to be good unless you already did the dichui before, you did the pounding before. V'chein mashma birag roshim mitzadid kein. Therefore, you can't allow the liquid that comes out from the boser and the melilus unless you pounded it already during the day on Friday. And so too, when you're putting the beam down on top of the olives and grapes, it has to be that they were already crushed up before you put the beam down. Ayin Beis Yosef. Because then the putting down of the beam is considered the dicha. It doesn't matter exactly what you did. The point is that there was some kind of squeezing out first before you put the press on it. And therefore the press is already stage two. So Eli Rabbi says that you really should go like the shitas that hold. You need two steps before. Even though the mechaber is mashma, just the beam is enough. But Zok the Berlocha and the Mishabura says, I in the Berlocha where I write this, that really, lechatchila, one should wait until the pounding and the crushing was done, which basically means that before you put the beam down, like the Mechaber says, you had to do something else to squeeze out the grapes or the olives, and then you put the beam down to get extra juice out, then the stuff that comes out of the olives and grapes will be permissible. But if you just put the beam down, according to the Shitas, we'll be machmir. We will stop here for today, and Amir Tzashem, tomorrow we'll pick up from here, and we will, Amir Tzashem, finish the siman back in our regular location at 8 o'clock.